A quote by St. Augustine. Do not despair, one of the thieves was saved. Do not presume, one of the thieves was damned. A dimly lit, bearded priest with chin-length hair sits with his eyes cast down. He looks up at the sound of an opening door, then looks back down again. The priest, Father James, closes the book in his hand and turns to the partition next to him. He slides open a screen and tilts his head. He waits a moment and his brow furrows before a voice speaks to him from the other side.
I first tasted semen when I was 7 years old.
Father James's eyes shift in the direction of the voice.
Nothing to say.
Certainly a startling opening line.
What is that? Irony?
I'm sorry. Let's start again. What do you want to say to me? I'm here to listen to whatever you have to say.
I was raped by a priest when I was 7 years old. Orally and anally, as they say in the court reports. This went on for 5 years. Every other day for 5 years.
Father James winces.
I bled a lot, as you can imagine. I bled a terrible amount.
Father James closes his eyes and tips his head backwards. He swallows and lowers his head.
Have you spoken to anyone about this?
I'm speaking to you now.
I mean, have you sought professional help?
Why? So I could learn how to cope? So I could learn how to live with it? Maybe I don't want to cope. Maybe I don't want to learn how to live with it.
Father James stares at the ground. His brow is creased.
Why don't you make a formal complaint? You can testify.
The man's dead.
Father James is speechless. His eyes flicker. He closes them and shakes his head.
I don't know what to say to you. I have no answer for you, I'm sorry.
What good would it do anyway if he were still alive? What'd be the point in killing the bastard? That'd be no news. There's no point in killing a bad priest, but killing a good one. That'd be a shock now. They wouldn't know what to make of that. I'm going to kill you, Father. I'm going to kill you because you've done nothing wrong. I'm going to kill you because you're innocent.
Father James's eyes dart worriedly from side to side.
Not right now, though. I'll give you enough time to put your house in order. Make your peace with God. Sunday week, let's say. I'll meet you down on the beach there, down by the water there. Killing a priest on a Sunday. That'll be a good one. Do you not have anything to say to me, Father?
Not right now, no. But I'm sure I'll think of something by Sunday week.
Father James casts his eyes down glumly. Darkness. Shafts of sunlight break out from the heavy grey clouds above a choppy coastline. Bord Scannán na hÉireann, the Irish Film Board and BFI present. Lush green fields bordered by bushes are overlooked by a misty mountain range in the distance. In association with Lip Sync Productions LLP, a green flat-top peak looms above the patchwork of fields below. White-tipped waves crash against the craggy coastline. The tide rolls in along the vast stretch of shoreline. Two surfers stand in the foamy shallows, clutching surfboards at their sides, looking out into the surf. A surfer lies atop his board and paddles out across the deep green water. Calvary. Father James addresses a member of his congregation.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
He places a communion wafer on the tongue of a young man.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
A woman wearing large circular sunglasses sticks out her tongue.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
An old man takes a wafer in his mouth, closes his eyes, and makes the sign of the cross. Sunday, an altar boy passes a small silver tray to Father James and crosses his arms over his chest.
A little too much wine in the chalice again there, mijo.
Sorry, Father.
I'm wondering, is this some kind of ploy on your behalf?
A ploy, Father?
I've noticed my stocks of booze appear to be somewhat diminished of late. I'm wondering, is this some kind of ploy you're working? To cover up for the wine you've been imbibing on the QT?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Father Leary noticed nothing amiss.
Father Leary does not know you as well as I do, mijo. He may well underestimate the depths of your Machiavellian chicanery.
Can I go now, Father?
What's the hurry? Have they called a meeting at Mafia headquarters?
Mijo scowls up at Father James defiantly. They eyeball each other and Mijo tries to suppress a smile.
On your way.
Mijo heads out and Father James laughs to himself. At the rectory, Father Leary pours milk into a mug.
Things you hear in confession these days. It's depressing.
You have to detach yourself from it. We're here to provide solace. Your personal feelings don't come into it.
I know that. What do you take me for? It's difficult, though. The mess people make of their lives.
What's the problem? Without going into details, obviously.
Your one with the big black eye in her. Have you seen her?
Veronica Brennan, yeah.
She's an odd one. Things she comes out with. It's like she's trying to drag you down into the muck. Do you know what felching is?
I do know what felching is, yeah.
I had to look it up.
This is you not going into details, is it?
Well, sorry. Anyway, whatever's going on with her, it's obviously all gotten out of hand. She's getting knocked around now.
Well, if you say anything to her, she'll raise holy hell. She'll say it's on the basis of something she said to you in confession.
I know. We can't have that. She'll get me excommunicated, the cow.
I'll have a word with her. Jack as well. Part of my pastoral duties and what have you. Nothing to do with her confession or anything. See what's going on.
Father Leary nods.
That coloured fella, the Ugandan. He's one of her lovers, I think.
Simon's from the Ivory Coast.
Right. I knew it was that or Guyana, one of those African countries.
Guyana is in South America.
Don't think so now, Father. I was always pretty good at the old geography.
Father Leary takes a sip from his mug as Father James rolls his eyes. At the beach, a surfer deftly rides a rolling wave before turning and falling off his board. Father James strolls along the damp sand. Ahead of him, horse riders gallop along the shoreline. Father James comes up behind Mijol, who stands at an easel. Long grass provides a barrier between Mijol and the sea, which he's sketching in pencil on a piece of paper.
Not bad. Surprisingly. I was expecting a daub.
Father James points at two figures in the foreground of the drawing.
Who are these two lads?
Mijol shrugs.
Don't know. I've been reading these ghost stories. Maybe it's got something to do with that. Spooky.
Father James rubs Mijol's head and looks out to sea. He then watches as Mijol continues drawing. Back at the rectory, Father James turns on a light and walks into a bare-walled bedroom. Father James tosses a book down onto a window seat and gazes out of the window. He turns to look at a single bed where a golden retriever lies on its side. Its body rises and falls with every breath. Father James walks over and sits at the bottom of the bed. He strokes the dog's head and bends down to kiss it, nuzzling into the dog's neck. Monday, the time on a cathedral's clock tower reads 10:40. Inside, a bishop sits at a lacquered table eating a scone.
So do you know who it was?
Yes, I know who it was.
Do you know him well?
Well enough.
Knowing this man as you do, do you think it was an idle threat?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If you're not sure means it's possible.
Yes, I suppose.
You didn't grant him absolution, obviously.
He didn't ask for it.
Well, there you have it. The man is not penitent. There is no contrition. He's threatening to commit a crime. Not asking for forgiveness for one. The inviolability of the sacramental seal does not apply.
You're saying I should go to the police?
I'm not saying anything, James.
The bishop looks out of the window.
The choice is yours.